much fun it is to just be there.
Yeah,
it's still like one of you's just like,
yeah. Like, oh. And do you do the twist? You're like, okay, like,
can I get a little, turn. A little water?
Yeah.
A little water on me. Yeah. Did you guys start these guys?
Oh,
crap! Suckers. I used to hate. Oh, do you have to go over there?
Yeah. Mine goes back to like other settings.
Do we have to restart this guy?
Apparently. No, we're good.
It'll start with blackness, and then the cameras will turn on.
And faded in. No clue that we were talking about taking jobs in their lives.
Yeah. I used to hate going to my grandpa's because he's
like, showering with him.
Yeah, that was the worst. Lots of therapy for that, but no, like he's like retired military, so he was like literally like water on, turn it off, soap up, water on, rinse off, water off. That's it. And it was like, and if it was even like seconds beyond what he thought, it was pounding on the door. It was like, so it was cold shower because it didn't get time to warm up. It was like, shh, wet, turn it off. Okay, soap. Turn it on, wet, done. Then you're done. That's it. That was all the time that you were allowed in the shower.
No.
So when my parents would go on vacation, like they'd go to Mexico, my dad and my stepmom, I would have to stay at his house for the week. And it was always just like, well, here we go. And he would eat dinner at 3:30.
Yeah.
And he would go to bed at probably 7:30.
And he expected you to go to bed.
Right. How fast did he eat, though? Was it like as equal to 5 seconds?
He had been out of the military since cut. 1980 or something. But he wouldn't expect me to go to bed right away. But I would stay up and just watch TV, just like over the air TV.
Three channels of
crap.
For
a little bit. And then, fortune. Yeah. Like if it was like 9:30, he'd be time for bed. Like, man, this sucks.
I had that kind of the opposite experience at my grandparents one time. Before I got married, I was working three jobs, just trying to earn as much money as possible before the wedding. And I go to my grandma's house to shower in between one of the jobs. And I normally just, got in, got out. I went in, turned the water on, and I fell asleep.
No. Oh.
And I was out. Apparently, I was out for an hour.
Oh.
Just with the hot water running. And so Grandpa was very gracious, of course.
Yeah.
But he's like, you're going to be giving us some money for our water bill this month.
Yeah.
Really?
Okay. Yeah.
Wow. So.
I wonder how much that would actually cost, like one-off shower for an hour.
Right. Back then, though,
too much.
You know, like $40 back then, right? That was some real money.
Maybe. Today's money would be $1,000 for that shower.
Because it's treated.
Right? I don't think it's that bad, but
yeah, I don't know either. It would be interesting to know, like, how many gallons.
I think so, because then the gas prices to heat that water.
Yeah,
it all adds up.
Yeah, the water plus the utility. We're all like old men, just like turn off the hot water. Like I would be my grandpa at this point with my grandkid. I'd be like, turn it on, get wet, turn it off, soap up.
Yeah.
Turn it on, rinse off, you're done. Turn it off.
No.
Yeah, I like
our kids just go for the longest time. Like, God, you guys gotta get out of the shower. But I take a long one too.
Yeah. I don't take them that long.
Oh.
I bring, like, this is weird, but I will watch YouTube in the shower.
What?
Yeah, I just put the phone up on the top of the shower. So if I'm like, usually I'm in the middle of something like while I'm working, and I'm usually like watching YouTube. And then when it's like, it'll be like 9 o'clock, I'm like, oh, I should probably take a shower.
Or a Zoom call.
Yeah, I've done Discord calls in there. but not Zoom. And then make sure like the camera button doesn't turn on.
Right.
And then I got really paranoid and I was like, I don't want to be that guy who accidentally turns it on. Because I've been in, like, Zoom rooms where somebody's, like, accidentally turned on their camera.
Mm-hmm.
And they were doing
a felony
things.
Yeah.
They were loving themselves a bit too much on camera. And they didn't think that their camera was on.
No.
And then another time a guy was in the shower. Yeah. And then I stopped taking it in the shower for that.
Why would you take a call in the shower?
Well, I mean, if you're listening, like, 98% of the time.
No. No.
No? You wouldn't do it?
No.
I do it.
You don't poop on Zoom calls. You don't pee on Zoom calls.
What?
No.
Certainly not with a hot mic.
No.
just in case the mic's on?
No, just, it, you just, nope.
Well, what's the objection, though?
I don't want to lose my job. I don't want to be known as the guy that's like dropping bombs.
Pooping on camera.
Yeah.
They will talk about you forever.
Yeah.
You just got to make sure it's on mute. Then you're good to go.
No. Like even double mute.
Double
like,
mute.
If I got to go and I'm on a Zoom call, Zoom call stays on and I leave.
Okay. You don't take it with you.
No, it doesn't. You can turn it up so you can kind of hear.
Yeah.
But no.
You're it's not like transfer to bathroom.
No. Nope.
Interesting.
Don't trust. Like even if it's double mute.
That's true. I do angle it though, like where.
Yeah, it's got to go up.
Pointing the ceiling.
Yeah.
I don't have a double mute.
Yeah. I've done that. Like where I get on a Zoom call and like while you're driving down the road.
Yeah.
And it's like video and you're like, oh god. Now they all know you're in the car. You're not at your desk. You're like, whatever.
That's when you just need like a really good green screen in your car. And then it just shows like your desk or it shows your office behind you. And you're just like, oh, that's a new
until chair. You crash.
That's a new chair that Josh has. Right.
Yeah. The room goes upside down. just dangling there.
Yeah. Josh, my spleen. Josh, can you go on mute? No, I'm in a lot of pain.
Someone's got a hot mic. Need you to turn that off.
Someone call 911.
God, even this week I was on a Zoom call and like someone was like, oh, can you go on mute? Can you, thanks for putting them on mute. And I was like, dude's like,
isn't that just like global? Like the leader of the meeting could just go.
Should have a button.
Like you would think.
Yeah.
Like put everyone on mute and then they have to physically take themselves on mute.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But then you get the. Sorry, guys. I was talking on mute the whole time. My bad. Yeah.
Or they start talking. Like,
yeah.
like, oh, you're on mute.
What? I'm on mute?
Oh, sorry. Let me repeat that.
Yeah. Or like Paul.
Yeah.
Paul does it. Oh, sorry, guys. I've been on mute for the last 5 minutes.
I do that in gaming all the time.
Damn time. Sorry, guys. So annoying. Hey, Paul, can you go this way? Oh, he's going the other way.
You don't mute. I can hear you screaming at your kids.
Yeah.
Go upstairs.
Oh, yeah, I don't.
Take a shower.
Oh, yeah, all the time. Don't care.
F you, kids.
No, oh, I don't.
Josh, whoa, buddy.
I think mine, if the gate opens, it'll. I don't want to press the button because if I don't press the button, I will. You'll never hear me. I'll just like, blah, 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 blah.
I push to talk on Discord.
All
the time.
Nah.
I noticed new intro music.
Yeah.
We got in trouble.
Oh, no.
Well, not really, but.
One of the songs that we were using got used in some commercial and they pulled the rights for it.
So oh.
It just became a thing.
Okay.
So now we have a new song.
It's nice.
This is season 2.
Yeah.
After 102 episodes or something.
Right.
100 episodes a season.
Yeah. Hi, welcome in. My name's Paul. We got Ensign Young.
Young, good lord. You okay, though?
There's too much sugar.
Yeah, cheer up. Episodes. Let's go.
Yuck. All right. Ensign, where do you find on social media?
Jeez. At Young Ensign on Instagram.
The voice is all jacked up today.
Yeah. I'm Josh.
Hey, I'm Josh. You can find me on Josh, not on X.
Josh on X. You can find me at Paul Procise on all platforms, and you can find us. At TOV, the number 3, SHOW, on all social media platforms.
I forgot to add Twitter, formerly known as Twitter, I think, in brackets.
I don't know anybody
who
calls it X.
Yeah,
it's coming around.
Call it Twitter.
It's coming around.
It's definitely becoming more
common. It sounds weird.
It does.
It does, yeah.
It's not all new things, though. You could, eventually, it'll just become another part of the vernacular.
Yeah. You can find D on Duolingo.
That's true.
Playing some Espanol.
We forgot to get our family plan going.
No, yeah. Hola. There, hola. I'm done for the week.
There it is.
Yeah.
There it was.
There's my streak. Yeah.
What is your streak, by the way?
It's terrible.
Yeah.
I haven't loaded it up since Christmas.
Oh, okay.
So
it's zero.
Yeah.
Got it.
That's not good.
No.
I think Paul's a zero, too, right now.
I'm at zero.
Yeah.
Josh, is it like 15,000?
Yeah, he's got a lot.
I'm almost getting ready. Actually, I think it's like today or tomorrow. It's like 2,000 days.
Really? Wow. Congratulations. I just hit 300.
Woo! No, nice. Yeah. Nice.
365, I think, would be a good, like, you know.
You get a new logo.
Oh, do you?
Mm-hmm.
Nice.
Like and that. Then when your streak dies, you get they take it away.
They take it away.
Oh, that's awful.
They, it is.
Yeah. You do get a new app icon when you go super, though.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Which is kind of cool. So,
yeah,
and we'll have that soon when we all jump on that plan.
But you should keep the logo.
Yeah.
Because if you lose it, I guess if you lose it, it's like, oh, I got to work for it. But it's a pain to work for that.
It is.
Yeah, that's true.
I don't like the current Duolingo logo right now. The little bird in the suit, whatever. I want my like fire, my orange one.
Josh truly does hate everything.
I said I like the other one.
No, that's true. Yeah.
Come on, give me some credit.
You're like, I don't like change. I don't like the new one.
True story there.
I don't like it.
I don't like anything.
Yeah, true.
All right, D, this is your episode.
Oh, it is, yeah.
Yeah, D's episode. What are we doing today, man?
I think it was your 100th episode. You had Mike over. And you had the soda grab bag, I think.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, and then I think you even mentioned it, like, oh, D came over. He had some interesting beers, and he didn't share them. And so
I'm probably sure I said that.
Yeah, yeah. So it depends what episode you're on. So that's what I brought.
Wake up.
Beers.
Sugary beers. So unlike Mike, mine has alcohol in it. So yeah, this is the Smirnoff Ice Mango.
Nice.
Yeah. Uh-huh. And I brought
mango habanero.
No habanero.
Oh, that's God, that'd be bad.
So yeah, I brought full on. There you go.
I got the cups behind you.
Well, I got four bottles.
Yeah. Oh, I'm not gonna drink a whole one. Yeah, do the cups.
Okay. All right.
We have learned over the years.
You guys are all pros now. Yeah. Okay. There you go.
It sounds good. You're like, yeah, I could.
That is really orange.
I could probably slam like, four of those.
I almost poured on my floor.
Yeah, give it a good whiff. It's got a nice, smell to it.
That smells like mango.
Ooh, that smells like mango soda, like that Jalisco soda.
All right.
This is Smirnoff Ice. Orange.
Smirnoff Ice, nice. Mango juice style.
Which I do like Smirnoff Ice.
Yeah.
Yeah. Have you had this one before, D?
All the time. I think this is what I bring over. It's got that island taste to it.
Hmm.
Keep the theme going.
The theme of your life?
Yeah.
Okay.
Hola.
Hola.
I'm not a fan of mango.
Hmm. Okay.
Hi, Paul.
Oh, that's pretty good.
It nails it, though, right?
Yeah. That's good.
It does taste like a mango.
Yeah.
What's the ABV on those bad boys?
It's like 5.4 or something.
I don't know. 4.5.
Mm. Oh, yeah.
So
you could crush, like, 7 of these and be just fine.
Yeah. Exactly.
That's the point.
That is. I could see this being very dangerous.
Yeah, it's a great summer beer, right? Usually people bring real beer, right?
Yeah.
Is this what you like?
Yeah.
It's a barbecue or something?
Exactly. So
they're doing keg stands and you're doing mango.
Right. Just need a straw and an umbrella.
Or do the jory where you poke a hole in the bottom.
Yeah, shotgun. Wow. Yeah.
Shotgun.
Get it all in your beard.
Yeah. This is really good. I really like this one.
Yeah, very drinkable.
Is this one your favorite?
You know, my palate changes.
Yeah.
I get bored of one or I drink one too many and, you know, it's like, ugh.
One comes back out.
Right.
Oh, right.
Then that flavor is...
I had that problem with peppermint schnapps once.
And oh.
Now every time I brush my teeth, it's that peppermint taste. Like,
This reminds me of that one time.
Yeah.
When peppermint came back out.
That's not good though. Like, because toothpaste is inherently like just like
everywhere.
They got like three flavors. They got rid of like all the cinnamon ones, which really bums me out.
That kind of sucks.
I know.
Yeah. I think I've seen like fruit flavored ones.
Yeah, no. Like
for the kids.
Yeah.
Yeah, I got the kids like bubble gum,
like aqua fresh bubble
gum. And it's just like, oh, that's so gross. Why would you want? Oh,
but cinnamon.
Cinnamon's the best, but the major brands like Crest and who's the other? Like,
Aquafresh, Colgate.
Colgate.
Yeah.
They both got rid of them.
Yeah.
And it sucks because I loved them. Like,
I liked my charcoal toothpaste until I noticed that it was actually turning my teeth gray, which is very disturbing.
That is.
What?
I was like,
the gray man?
Yeah. I've been using it for like a week or so, And then I was shooting a video, and when I went to go edit it, I was like, something is really wrong. And I nothing changed in my setup. Like, the light was exactly the same. The camera settings were all the same. And I pulled up an older video that I'd done like a week before, and I just put them next to each other. And I'm just like, well, I'm not using that toothpaste anymore. Yeah. It's black toothpaste. So yeah. It's like, it's supposed to, you know, all come off or whatever, but started turning them gray, you know. And I don't know if you use it for like a whole month. Maybe it's like a dark gray, but it looked really weird. It looked like, you know, like people who have like a dead tooth or something. Like, but then it's your whole mouth.
You couldn't fix that in post.
Yeah, I probably could. I think I still published that video, but I was not really happy about it, and I stopped using that toothpaste. So,
wow,
yeah. No sponsors here then.
Yeah, I don't know if it's supposed to do that,
right?
But I definitely noticed it was not.
That's gross, man.
It is gross, yeah.
Like, do you want your teeth to be yellow or gray? You pick.
It was awesome when you're, like, brushing your teeth and it's, like, all black foam and you, like, spit it out in the sink and it's all jet black. Like, that's kind of fun. Oh, that's
gross. That is, like, licorice mouth, right?
It's kind of fun, yeah. It's really fun. So we got mango.
Yeah. All right. Move on to the next.
Sure.
More injection of sugar.
Yes.
Yeah, sugar and alcohol.
I'm looking forward to that.
This one is Mike's Hard Lemonade. It's black cherry. So, dude. Yeah, you said
I've never seen this
gray teeth. I'm like, oh, that's the next one for sure.
Purple teeth. Yep. I need a glass. Oh, thank you.
Fresh glass for
Fresh
you.
Fresh glasses. See? He's so thoughtful.
That looks. That's so. Looks like communion wine.
It is very dark.
I'd serve this to church ladies.
Yeah. It's darker than like grape soda. Yeah, that's straight up wine. Like,
it does. It totally looks.
It's like sparkling wine. I'm pretty excited about this one.
Yeah, how's
that one smell? It's got that aroma.
Huh.
And you've had this, so.
This one's 5% alcohol. Yep.
Ooh, look out.
Yep.
These are like hard lemonade. Yeah.
Yeah. So not for the kids.
So it's a black cherry lemonade, basically.
Yeah. I think everything they have is lemonade, but yeah. Debatable.
I don't like it.
Lemonade-ish?
You don't like it?
Nope.
It's like a Kool-Aid, right? Like a you know, dump enough sugar in it.
That's good.
Or water.
Oh, man.
That's... That's something.
It's got that black cherry. It's like tart.
Yeah.
But that could be the lemonade too, I guess. But maybe both. Paul's not a... But I don't think that these guys like cherry anything.
No.
I like cherries.
No.
Fresh cherries, but
that's fresh it. Cherries.
Do you like them when they're chocolate? Yeah. And ever sitting in some sugary...
No.
Syrup. Clear syrup, yeah.
Syrup. Disgusting.
Mm-hmm.
Can you imagine throwing one of those in here?
Oh, dude. Oh.
Yeah.
Let it dissolve.
You just chew it up with a mouthful of
sounds like black cherry lemonade. Ever.
Paul's dying today.
I think he is.
So much sugar. It's so gross.
Did you have some sugar before this?
No, I didn't.
Okay. All right.
He met his quota.
Do you need something else besides sugar?
No.
Yeah, do you need some... Chip, some,
some I don't think those are good either.
Yeah, put some salt in there. Yeah.
Yeah, salt it up.
You need a salt lick.
Yeah. You might do one of those by your desk, gaming, just by.
I had a kid.
I'm going in the left flank.
Electrolytes.
I don't want to play with this guy anymore.
Yeah,
it's too weird.
I had a kid in one of my youth groups that had a salt deficiency, and so he had to constantly, he literally carried around a salt cube.
A little bouillon. Really big.
Yeah. And just would lick salt all day long.
He's like, I was at school yesterday.
Yeah.
It was a pretty good day. I mean, teachers are kind of a piece of the. But it's.
You know, like the guy who makes game controllers out of weird things, like recorders and different things. Like, if he made one out of a salt lick, he's like controlling the character with his tongue. Like,
you have to have an NSFW thing over his face.
It's like played. He's like dripping salt. Well, it's funny because he'll be playing like Apex or something on like a recorder. And he's like lining up a sniper shot because each button does like a different thing. And he's like, I feel really bad for the kid who gets killed by this. He's like, shoot, 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 shoot. Like shoots. Like, you know, it kills him. It, the guy would never know unless he watched the video. He's like, oh, I got killed by
the recorder. I got killed by a guy playing a recorder.
I'm on the highlight. Yeah.
The Salt Lake controller. That guy looks weird doing it, too. I really like this black cherry, though.
Yeah, yeah.
But I could crush these.
Man. His girlfriend loved him.
Yeah. He's very popular.
Very.
With the ladies.
Would you ever buy any of this stuff, or is it like your first time? Like, someone's got to bring it to a party in order to try it out.
We had Mike's Hard Lemonade episode or something like that a long time, right at the very beginning.
Mm-hmm. I think it was the strawberry lemonade.
Yeah. It was the basics ones.
The basic bean.
We haven't had these flavors.
I don't think I buy these because they're in the bottle, because usually I would buy these in the summer.
Mm-hmm. When he's going to go paddleboarding.
Well, yeah. I mean, like take him to the lake or take him, you know, whatever, hiking or whatever. And since they're in bottles, it's kind of hard to do that. If this is in a can, like, heck yeah, I'd buy this.
We haven't done that spiked iced tea. The one that like the twisted? Dude got hit. Yeah, twisted.
No, we did.
Yeah, we did do
twisted. No, we've had one.
Yeah.
But they have other flavors. We could do a whole episode. Boy. Because we did like that twisted. Like, I remember saying, like, we'd get that's one, like, that you could get jacked up by 9 a.m., 10 a.m.
Destroyed.
This
is, I could get destroyed off of this, though.
Not on the black cherry, on the cherry one. All
right. That's because you don't like cherry and you don't like anything, so.
Not untrue.
And it doesn't taste like cough syrup, which is good.
Mm. Like, yeah, that's that going for like,
that's debatable. That flavor's there.
Is it?
It's just not. It's missing that.
The alcohol.
The punch. Coating, yeah. And lingering flavor, that is cough syrup.
Yeah, cough syrup's pretty heavy though, man. It is true syrup.
Yeah.
That Media Noche was syrupy, man.
Oh yeah, so that was so bad.
Made my poop black.
Status update: poop black.
That was still black poop.
There was status updates going on that whole week though. It was, I
shared some of them with Jordan. He was laughing.
No, is that on the Discord? Did I miss that?
We have just a group chat, the three of us. So we were chatting about it. And, oh my gosh!
Yeah, it was probably too much information for normal,
private channel.
Yeah. And you're not gonna find that one on the top three Discord server.
No,
I mean you could. We could always put it there. But Jordy's like, oh, what the hell?
That's gross. What's wrong with you guys? Yeah, that's definitely dangerous. You could crush like five of those and be flying. I like it.
Nice. All right. Should I do the third one?
Yes.
Do it.
Have to do three.
Yeah.
Three is the minimum.
Yeah, well, this one's special, right? You always got to bring a blue drink.
Oh, dude.
With coconut.
Nice.
Yeah.
I like that.
There you go. It? This was referred to as, this is Seagram's, their Escapes series.
Ooh.
Yeah, they got a little box, Calypso Colada. So I'm sure everything else is and it's trademarked. Blue. Yeah.
Yeah, you can say trademark things on here.
Any more cups?
Oh, man. There's some right behind you, I think.
Blue drink.
This one I really like.
You've had this one.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
This is summer jam. Oh, wow.
Keep it with that island thing. Josh. He's so excited about the coconut.
Mm-hmm. I think it's even got a picture of a coconut. Coconut and a pineapple.
So it is a pina colada.
Yeah, it's natural pineapple and coconut flavors.
But why is it blue?
It's only 3.2.
Yeah, it's so weird when they dye things different
colors. It's like, we need a pina colada, but let's make a new spin on it.
If you buy
it pulls your eye.
It does. If you buy the variety pack, they're all this kind of color. It's kind of clear and
really?
like if you made Jello, clear Jello.
Mm. Yeah.
But it's awesome.
Awesome.
Yeah.
It is awesome.
But yeah.
Okay. Yeah, it smells like that blue drink.
Yep.
Yeah. A little bit.
I don't know why you got to ruin something with coconut.
Pineapple is good.
Yeah.
Pineapple's good. But why do you have to ruin it with coconut?
Because you got to have that island,
theme going on. No, you don't.
Yeah. Coconuts are tropical. Pineapples are tropical.
Mm.
D's tropical.
That's true. Mm. Certified.
So we can put them all together. He's right here in this class. You're insulting him right to his face.
Well, that's nothing new.
Yeah. He's known me long enough.
Yeah, Josh on the show is Josh in real life, I think.
Yeah.
You're
getting the authentic experience.
The true me.
There's a lot of less F-bombs.
Yeah. That's true.
A lot of less F-bombs.
Yeah.
I like that one. Do you like that one, Paul?
Yes, I do. Yep.
Wow.
You don't like the coconut part, but the rest of it's okay?
Sure, but you've already ruined it with the coconut.
Just tainted the whole batch.
Basically, yes.
Huh. So you just want a pineapple one?
Yeah.
Or a mango
one? They do make them. Smirnoff pineapple.
Uh-huh.
It is delish.
And the orange? They got an orange one?
It's a screwdriver.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I've had that one.
Okay.
Yeah. So, yeah.
I think you brought that over one time, and I was like, hey, I'm going to drink your extra that you left here.
Yeah.
We should have like 99 shots. One to each go with it. Like the black cherry shot.
Man, that's going to be an all year thing.
The coconut shot.
They had so many flavors.
Yeah. I know, yeah. I'm excited.
There you go. End every show with a new 99 shot.
Just rename the show.
It's definitely an idea. It's not a good one.
No, it's not a good idea.
I don't know. We might be able to get a sponsorship.
I like this.
Could they throw $3 per episode our way? And then that way, we could buy three of their 99 shots.
Oh, man.
And that's not a heavy ask, right?
No, because we'd never end the show. We would cut the show like, show's not over yet.
This show's brought to you by 99.
Probably need a little more slurring.
Oh, I couldn't do that one.
Was there a coffee one? Do you remember?
Espresso Double X. I was listening to your episode.
Okay, yeah. I want that one.
No.
Yeah.
It's just going to taste like burning. Literally burning.
It doesn't taste like burning if you've had enough alcohol over a certain amount of time.
Okay, that might be true.
That should be their tagline.
Yeah,
you can't taste it anymore.
Like, yeah, drink until you can't taste the burning anymore.
We're good eventually.
Yeah, it's not just one sitting. You have to be committed to it over months and maybe a few years of experience.
No, that was just fire.
So maybe somebody who's hooked on 99 bananas, it just tastes like banana to them. Like after a while, the burning's gone. Now it's just delightful banana. You ever think of that, Josh?
That sounds gross. Like, who wants to drink a banana?
Banana runt.
That is delicious.
That is
a banana runt
that
is good.
Delicious. Right, put that in your Zima.
It was, yeah, it was literally like.
I miss Zima.
Is banana runts on fire, going down your throat?
Yeah, like a banana's foster.
I wonder if you could do like a banana runt in Fireball.
With the cinnamon?
Uh-huh.
Ooh.
Huh. I don't think it'd be good, but...
What if 99 just made a cinnamon flavor and then you just did that instead of Fireball?
That's basically what Fireball is.
It's not. But that's actually whiskey, whereas 99 is... Who knows what that liquid is?
But you put it with rum chata. That's delicious. Jet fuel.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Oh. CT Cinnamon Toast Crunch.
Yeah, that's really good.
Yeah. See? We have so many good ideas going on here. Ooh. Do we have to rate these?
Yeah, if you want more.
There's more?
Yeah. No, I mean, same flavors.
I was looking at it going, wait,
did you get enough of that coconut?
Hold on, we got four? All right. No, yeah, we can rate three.
Okay, I'm going to drink another.
We've done rating of three.
Yeah.
It's kind of what we do.
That is what we do.
We do rate.
Welcome to Top Three. This is a soap and sock show.
Sometimes.
I'll go first.
Okay.
Sure. If we have no more to drink... Oh, man, I didn't even think about this until I started talking.
What am I doing? What are we doing the show for?
Okay. So this is going to be one of those caveats where they're all good. I actually liked all of these, so don't get offended when I say number three is this. Doesn't mean I don't like it. So number three, probably the coconut pineapple one.
Mm.
Really, really good. But the mango is better, so that's number two. I don't normally like mango drinks. I just don't drink mango drinks.
Mm.
That one's good. Tastes like actually like mango.
And it does taste like mango.
Yeah. Number one, black cherry lemonade by Mike's Hard Lemonade.
I think that
one was good.
Yeah.
That was really good. I could crush that.
I don't know. Yeah.
Josh,
I crushed.
What's your top three?
I didn't like any of them.
Shocking. Wow.
They're just not like, no. Number three is the mango.
Okay.
Yeah, because it's gross. It's really gross. Number two is going to be the coconut gross thing. Because it's got coconut and it's gross.
Blue drink.
Blue drink. And Mike's is going to be number one because it's the one that didn't taste as gross, but it's still in the gross scale. That black cherry is just like, gah.
It's still one.
It's amazing. It's just.
We got two for black cherry.
So. Yeah. All right. It's not.
I'm going to go the black crap, blackberry nonsense for three.
Mm-hmm.
I like mango. I love eating mangoes. But I'm going to go that two and then the pina colada. You guys know I love coconut, so.
Yeah.
Going number one.
It's still not needed in the drink.
Yes, it is, because it's not a pina colada if you don't put it in there.
True.
Sure it is. You can just have coconut or just pineapple.
Pineapple and rum.
Sure. Doesn't orange juice go in there, too?
I don't know. I don't think so.
No.
No, I don't think so.
One thing no one noticed, it is blue. Like, why?
Yeah.
Pineapple's, orange, coconut, kind of that way.
It's the eye thing.
Yeah?
It's to catch your eye.
Okay.
Yeah, it's like the island.
Yeah.
It's like, I don't know.
Yeah,
it reminds you of island water or something.
It's the water because that's, if you look at the picture, it's clear and they're floating in water.
Good marketing.
That's what I'm going with.
Beautiful. Beautiful. And your rating is exactly what I thought it was going to be. Yeah.
Yeah.
Blue drink to the top.
How about yours?
I feel bad for the blue drink because now I feel like I should have got it.
Oh.
That's okay.
Well, that's all right because blue drink number one.
There you go.
Oh.
You know, actually, all these, depending on the week, I'll rate them differently.
Okay.
Right? So, but
This week,
yeah, I'm feeling a little sugary, so I'll go Calypso Colada, Pina Colada, blue, number one. I'll go the berry. Is it grape or?
Oh, it's black cherry.
Black cherry. Thank you. Yep. Yeah. Too many already. Yeah. For number two.
Whoa, slow down.
And then I'll do mango for number three, only because I'm more into the sugar, and that one definitely is more of the fruity.
It's flavor.
Yeah.
It's got a lot of flavor to it.
It does. Okay. It's a punch.
Yep.
Like, if you would have brought the screwdriver one and the apple Smirnoff.
I did think about those. I did.
Those can.
He went with the kind of an island tropical theme.
He did?
Yeah.
Yeah. But I'm kind of surprised that it was a split for number one. So black cherry.
Mm.
Which I'm surprised that you chose black cherry as number one.
It was the only. It was the most palatable.
Yeah.
Then those two on.
I didn't drink any, all of them.
No.
Like I got a new cup for every single time.
I crushed them all.
Because I have leftovers on every single cup.
Yeah, get some eggs and dye them, right?
It's great for Easter.
You might be able to use the bike turd lemonade to dye something.
That's true. That one's really dark.
Yeah.
Like, I just ingested a frightening amount of food coloring. Just with that sip.
Is your poop going to be layered in color? Yes. Happy Easter.
It's like a core sample of the earth.
Is it a core sample? And here we have the mango.
Oh, there
and then followed by the Mike's Hard Chert.
This one's 2023. 2024 coming in.
There's going to be like a lot of cream cheese and.
Followed by the green layer before. That is Calypso.
Yeah. That's true. No, those are good. Thanks for bringing those.
Yeah. Thanks for having me.
I've never had any of those. So.
Yeah.
I have never had any of those, and I will never plan to have any of those
again.
Even
if he leaves them at your house, you're not going to be like.
That's true.
No, I will not touch them.
They'll be waiting for me when I come.
That's true. Yeah. If you leave them here, it's like your backup stash.
Right.
If you ever run out at home, you're like, oh, Josh has.
I got to go.
I'm just going to stop over. I'm going to stop over. Yeah.
Yeah.
Josh has 20 of these for me.
Yes. Let's go. Unless Wendy wouldn't even drink this.
Really?
Even the blue?
That maybe. She's just not a big drinker.
Oh, on cue.
She
walked right in the door. The devil. Man. Wendy, you thirsty?
No.
It's blue.
No. She
shakes her head.
It's blue. Oh, okay. Yes, I am.
Blue? Did you say blue? Yeah.
She's like, oh, I had blue once, and then I woke up married.
Oh, I can guarantee she never blew.
That's like those blue Jolly Ranchers you put in the, you know, yeah. Put the Smirnoff.
Yep.
Is it bad? No. D likes it. Here, come here.
Here we go.
Oh, she's going to do the cough machine.
Oh, wow.
Well, we can wrap it up.
Okay.
It's coffee machine time. Yes. Hey, told you, she uses that all the time.
That's good. That's great.
Yeah. Anson, how do we find you on social media?
Young Anson on Instagram.
Josh?
Josh, not on X, but yeah. No, those were bad.
And you can find me at Paul Procise, and then us at TOP, the number 3, SHOW, on all the platforms. Find us on YouTube.
On especially. YouTube, because we get the camera.
We do.
Yeah.
Spotify.
Video. Spotify has video as well.
Oh. Yeah. This video thing's weird.
It's going to be really weird.
It is.
Looking back at it.
Always.
Yep.
Well, thanks for coming, Deke.
Yeah, thanks for having me. For coming, always. Love being here. Yep.
Yep, and if you're interested in joining us at any time, you are welcome. You just have to get to know you. Let us join us on Discord.
Yeah.
No weirdos? No strangers?
But Paul is pretty weird.
True. It's true.
Right, join the Discord.
Join the Discord. See you guys.
Bye. Bye. Bye.